here, welcome. Hello. If you're not new here, well then you know what's going to be going on. Let's see. We're going to give you the format of today first, so you get an idea. There'll be wings credit offered at the end. You'll be looking for that in the chat window, by the way. All right, that's where you want to look at on the chat window. And that's everything we talk about. There's going to be a link in there for whatever it is. So keep an eye on that thing as it goes on. And people do comment and say things and have really good things to say. Access points to other places. And so, and you can also save the chat. If you bring up the chat box, there's three little dots up there on the right-hand side, and you can save the chat. So there's that. We post frequently. So if people come in late, they're not going to see the chats that are in there now. If they, whenever you come in, is that you see the chats from that point forward. So anyway, we'll keep posting as we go through. In the second hour, which is now, it's optional. We don't have a wings credit for the second hour. And we go third hour, fourth hour, however long until people leave, basically. We open up the mics in the, particularly the third hour, second hour, depending. Well, anyway, this second hour, I'm going to talk, start off and have a conversation about Mosaic. Mosaic, if you don't know, it just happened. EAA, FAA just released that rule, signed already. So anyway, it'll be effective soon. We're going to talk about what it means to general aviation and what it means to you. Because for those of you who are flight instructors, want to be sport pilot instructors, there's a whole new world for you. So we're going to be talking about that. And I'll give you an update on the 141 modernization effort that I'm part of. Okay. But anyway, before we do that, we've got some other things to accomplish. Now, the format of this particular hour is going to be, we're going to carry on here until about halfway through, so about 12:30. So halfway, bottom of the hour. It's 30 minutes past the hour. We'll take a 5 minute, 7 minute break. That's my me time. And I will show you some things we're working on, and particularly if it's something to do with what we're talking about. Got that stuff lined up so you can see how we address those kind of things. And then after that's done, which only 5, 7 minutes, then we'll go right back into it. And then we'll close it out at 1. And then at 1 o'clock, I will go through all the chats. It takes about 15 minutes, depending on how busy you were. But I'll go through them and see if it's, see if any questions that I think would be, useful to talk about right then. I'll do that. And then I'll start on the Mosaic. So it's going to be a little later open mic today if you're waiting for that, because some people, they like to come in and, it's a Saturday for people. They like to come in and can't fly where they are, or they cancel flight or whatever happens. I got someplace to go and hang out. It's got like a big old hangar, a huge hangar we've got now. We've got how many people do we have in there? We have 380 something, 350 something. Typically, we have around 500 to 600 in this area, 400 and kind of there. So, but we have AAA going on, and a lot of people we're used to seeing, I'm sure, are there. But anyway, we're going to carry on here and get started. So, what I've got for you today is giving a pre-flight briefing with a syllabus, because we got a real issue with this in CFI training. And in particular, it's even if you're not a CFI, this is something really interesting for you to know, because it will tell you by finishing this presentation, it's going to tell you what to be looking for with your CFI and how to have accountability, right? And it's not the CFIs are doing wrong things, but you're going to have a way by which you can say, look, let's do this. Let's kind of work within this framework so I can know where I am all the time. And I know if I'm behind, I'm ahead, if I'm where I should be, if where I not should be, I'll know all that, right? And I think that will set the stage for that. And if you're new, you're looking for a place to go, this will also tell you sort of like what you'll be looking for, right? Oh, Stephanie is here. I see her in here. Hi, girl. I was looking for you because you're our boots on the ground at Sloshkosh, Air Adventure, all that. Now, if you're watching this in the future, then what I'm going to talk about, some of the Air Adventure, other stuff, this stuff is, not going on now for you, and you already know about Mosaic. It would be wide news by the time that maybe by the time you see this, if you're looking at it 6 months, a year later, whatever, be like, what are you talking about Mosaic for? All right, so let's talk about what we've come to talk about, which is going to be this. So let me grab this thing up here, share. Let's make sure it goes. Oh, just a second. I don't want to share. Stop that slideshow. Here we go. I think I might need to reshare here, so just give me 1 second, because sometimes it will bomb, and I'll need to do that. Yes. Okay. So here we go. It's Make sure that has the correct out. Is that working okay? Can you see this okay?
Yeah, it looks fine,
Right.
Mike.
Okay, great. Let's move forward because I've not used slides. I've only used PowerPoint before for this particular thing. Okay. All right. So giving a pre-flight briefings with a syllabus. Lesson plans that you make or you have for the check ride just don't work. They can work, but in general, there's no instruction given on a lot of these things I'm going to talk about. It's sort of just my experience with CFI courses is there's basically the idea there's a test to get through. I already know how to fly. All I really need to know is how to make a lesson plan, how to deliver that, and fly from the right seat, and that's good. Bootcamp in Miami Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour. Welcome.